This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The House of Representatives is scheduled to vote tomorrow on a $9 billion aid package for Hurricane Sandy relief. There's $51 billion short of the request. That number, $9 billion, is $51 billion short of the full $60 billion request. And it comes after a fury from politicians in the Northeast who thought Congress was going to approve the full request earlier this week. So what difference does the delay make for people in New York and New Jersey who need the money? Marketplace's Dan Bobkoff takes a look.
Just days after Hurricane Katrina, Congress passed billions of dollars in relief for Louisiana. It's been more than 2 months since Superstorm Sandy, and Northeast lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are fuming that they have yet to get their own federal dollars. Republican Governor Chris Christie of New Jersey said,
"Shame on Congress."
At a Wednesday news conference, and New York Congressman Peter King, a Republican, told Fox News that this is about more than politics.
"I'm talking about the thousands of people in my district, the hundreds of thousands of people throughout the New York, New Jersey area."
But does the federal funding delay make a difference to the Northeast?
"Not in the long run."
Tom Berkland of North Carolina State University studies disaster response. He says this is mostly a symbolic blow, but the funding holdup could delay infrastructure repairs and payments to individual storm victims. States hope to be reimbursed for their storm response, but for now, they have to cover their own tab.
"State governments are still very strapped by the last recession."
And while House leadership say some funding could pass as early as tomorrow, with the bulk of it considered mid-month, Congressman King thinks it could be February before Congress acts. In New York, I'm Dan Bobkoff from Marketplace.